prices. So it's not that hard for me to give him the wrong advices.
My jumpsuit takes me so high, I'm flying from a fire.
Some of their different pea protein flavors. We had ordered, I think, like 5 different samples just so she could see what she liked and she could see if the protein worked for her, because she has a ton of food allergies and she can only use very specific clean proteins. So it turns out that's exactly who Josh Wade is. And you could tell he's a good guy by the people that he's inspired by, because he's inspired by good people that treat people with respect. And I like his attitude a lot. I had a chance to meet Josh at the Arnold Classic. He had to battle to turn pro. It's something he almost gave up on, but he managed to do that. And now he's been doing really well. He did great last year at the New York Pro, and that's what he's preparing for now. We get to hear his sizz. So I hope you guys are enjoying the shows. A lot more to come at Advices Radio. Here we go, Josh Wade. Here in Detroit, Midwest, you're at like 6:30 a.m. over there on the West Coast, right?
Scott, I'm a dedicated individual. I get up at 3:40 in the morning.
Oh my god!
So I know there's a lot of pro bodybuilders that worry. By the time I'm done with cardio, about 5:30 a.m., then I basically get dried off, get cooled off a little bit, run through all my quarter turns and all my mandatory poses, at least 2 rounds.
No kidding.
A couple times a week, basically doing pictures. I got to make sure that I provide for my family.
What show are you getting ready for right now?
The New York Pro, Scott. That's where I started. I started my season last year at the New York Pro, and I think that's really, even though I've been the year before.
Test history right now, over at Muscle Memory, I'm seeing that, you started out in 2008 and then really started putting the weight on as you went, moved up to super heavyweight, then back down to heavyweight. You turned pro. You're a conditioning guy. You got the size and you bring some nasty conditioning. What do the judges want to see last year that you're going to try to improve upon?
I know this, and obviously I work with John Meadows, Mountain Dog, and John, if you're getting any, positive praise or something from John, I know it's fucking real.
Oh yeah.
He does not gonna sugarcoat shit, but again, he's when he sees something he gets excited about, I can read it in his emails. So basically after the Olympia, here's that my arms and legs are a little bit behind my upper torso. I have good density and muscle mass, and the maturity that I have through my chest, delts, and my back, I get a lot of the Dorian Yates back comments or comparisons.
Yes, yes.
Because I do have flaring lats, and I have the size that I put on my arms, the size I put on my legs, it's going to be minute. They are improved,
right?
But it's going to be minute. But anybody that's been following me, and I don't know if you've seen some of this, Scott, I finally this year started training my waist.
Really? Really?
I'm getting smaller. I'm training core every day.
Huh.
So I messaged him, I know he's a good guy, and I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, I'm doing sit-ups like every day. I'm trying to blow the air out, trying to train it. I said, if you don't mind sharing, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And so he said, I'm just doing vacuums. He does 10 rounds. Huh. I didn't think I could do it. It wasn't like, I'm not a lazy individual. Everybody knows I work my ass off.
Yeah, it's obvious.
But I had no idea that this is something that had to be done repetitively to notice a difference. I just thought I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you look at my, yeah. It wasn't that I just started. It's I just finally implemented it into my posing.
Yeah.
And you'll see dramatic change. And it really is what I have. Obviously, we know as far as your waist is what's going to cause your structure, your hip width.
Post up. Let's see. What did you say here? It says a lot of our sport is about presentation, and you're doing a side quarter turn here. And I could see, is this the one that you're talking about where
it looks like only 4 days difference?
That's 4 days difference. So on the left,
waist is tighter, but look how much my chest is risen.
Yeah.
And my chest is risen because the air from the air is rising the diaphragm up. So
okay.
My belly's staying small, but my chest is elevated. So I've noticed a dramatic difference in my physique working on that. And so,
oh yeah. And I could definitely see the control. What are you weighing right now, man?
This morning was 246.
Okay.
Which, you know, for me at 5'9", but I'm way ahead of condition, Scott. So we're yesterday was a plus 150. Knowing what I have to lose after 12 years, I know how to judge when I'm taking a shower and I'm washing and all of a sudden there's this bigger gap. I'm like, oh shit, okay, so yeah, it's getting close.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to the point in prep where you can't hold a fart in anymore, super early, I'm active. I'm a personal trainer. That is my job. I own a gym, a supplement store. So I'm here, and I hand the dumbbells to the clients. I lift the weights up. So like all day long, I'm active. That obviously
you're burning calories.
Bring me three bags of 150 grams of rice, a cup a piece. She does that to me. I mean, she is my rock.
Okay? That's awesome,
she's the
man.
One that basically that takes care of me. So with that being said, I love her cooking chicken and rice. So, you know, chicken good.
I bet.
But I don't care. I'm doing what I need to do for me. So I went there to be with them because I'm not going to become a hermit anymore. Not since I've had kids.
Okay.
Then the next day we went and watched Dumbo, a studio movie grill, which you can get food and everything like that.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to put my wife on blast. Choices that I make.
Yeah. You don't want to make them miserable just because you want to get on stage, whether it's your job or not to get on stage. I like your attitude a lot. All right. I want to talk about these arms. I feel like one thing I've noticed with people, this is my own personal experience too.
I've always had pretty good chest positioning. So I've always had the arch. My chest has always been up. So I've been able to extend and squeeze without reaching and getting the anterior delts involved.
Yeah.
So I've always been a strong presser, which obviously overhead presses as well. It's like that. So I've always been pretty strong there. And as far as the shoulder size to arm size, it can be relevant. But I think, you know, I mean, you look at the most of the pro bodybuilders, their arms are a lot shorter than mine.
Mm.
So chest to chest for guys that are 6'4".
Wow.
And have the same reach as some guys that are 6'4".
Okay.
You know, and it's the way we're made up. And I mean, again, you want to make the most out of your physique, especially in this physique sport.
Yeah.
It's all about making change. It's all about looking at yourself, you know, in an unbiased opinion and seeing what you can improve on to make yourself better.
Absolutely.
And that changes every year. So every year you really got to be honest with yourself. And that's what I've done. Your bicep tendonitis or your tennis elbow is so flared up, it is miserable to train arms.
Yeah, no.
And so you don't want to do it. And if you're going to, you don't even put in the effort because it fucking hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've learned to control a lighter weight, squeeze harder. Barbell would be.
Okay.
Except for with dumbbells, I have a little bit more free range of motion to where, like, I've kind of strained my bicep tendon a little bit with a straight bar because I can't have any camber type motion.
Well, really? Bar. Really?
So a slight angle on dumbbells, almost like
pound dumbbells. I see guys that are much smaller than me that are trying to use much more than that. So it gives me a good frame of reference as to what a heavy weight is, you know, and what I can be looking at. So if a guy my size is working with 25 pounds, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
In a master's category that's made the Open Olympia.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
And so I'm not a spring chicken. When I was younger, yeah, man, I used to throw around weights. You know, I mean we all did. Maybe the form wasn't the best, or maybe we're just so young. Tomorrow's John's birthday. So happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John. We love him over here. He's one of my favorite guys. I just love his attitude, and I see it in you too.
You know, I mean, that's why I'll try to get to the story, you know, and try to make it as fast as possible about how we connected before I ever competed. And now Jay and I are, you know, we're, you know, I mean, I'd say we're friends, not that we talk a lot, but when we do, it's amazing because he's an idol of mine. So when he comments on my post, I take a goddamn screenshot of it and I put it whatever, you know, everyone thought Dorian trained ballistically. Dorian was under control the whole goddamn time.
Absolutely. He was. Yeah.
So grinding out those reps where you feel like, you know, if you control that eccentric portion, you are so much stronger on the concentric portion.
Absolutely. Grams together. Like, are you training mountain dog style?
I always train mountain dog style, but it doesn't mean I use mountain dog programs all the time.
Okay. Okay.
So basically what I mean is, again, I have some of John's programs and I've used them, you know, they're not even John's concepts, but they're in all of his programs about, you know, when to do partials, when to do iso holds, you know, drop sets, stretches, those type of things.
Yeah.
you know, again, it's all put together in a program, but I take all of those and just
hear this. Plus, like I said, I'm a huge Meadows fan, so this is good.
So 2012 North Americans, right? So 2011 was my first super heavyweight attempt at the USAs.
Right.
I won the California State. I've always wanted to progress, so I got into my own thing.
Yeah.
But just with Greg, he always said, which was the truth, again, because of my hip structure, back to what we talked about as far as the waist, 220s.
Okay, so you were up
2010,
there.
2010, when I won the overall at Contra, I was 217.
Okay.
So I was a few pounds heavier than that, but not much. So then I basically started trying to, I was shredded, obviously, as you know.
Yeah.
Typically every time I have a little more size to match the skinless.
Right.
So that's kind of how it went. You know, the USA's 2011. Again, you know, 6 to 8 weeks after the California State Championships, I'm able to eat and grow into the show because I was already shredded. Exactly. And I could have. But in the back of my mind, Greg was saying, you need to be a super heavyweight. So he said, do you want to accept weight? 226? Sure.
Just fuck it. Take it. Wow.
Fuck it. Take it. You know, and I think that might be the year that Aaron Clark took character.
This is a great lineup. I'm looking at the results right now for 2011 USA Championships, man. There was a lot of good people in that show.
Yeah. And again, this goes back to the character thing that I just said that I'm a fan of the sport, but I'm a fan of men. Shit. Steve Kuklo just complimented me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Never met him. Never met him. Never talked to him. I keep to myself, you know, I especially back then. Now I'm obviously social media. That's how our sport and world is driven.
Right.
But we're sponsored by Allmax. You know, we root for each other at shows. And I mean, I texted him, was like, man, fucking congratulations. You look phenomenal. I mean, it's.
And he took first place in super heavyweight as well as the overall for that show, 2011.
How he was going to do after missing 2017, taking the year off. But he built business. He's a smart man. You know, he knows life after bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And then he got back into it. And when he came back and really brought condition that he, and I did the USAs, and I thought I had to be a super heavyweight. I weighed in at that point. I weighed in like 236.
Okay.
The one time, and Dante Trudell said this, and I'll never forget it. There's the only time he's ever seen me off.
Huh. Okay.
15 pounds.
You're kidding me.
I ended up coming in to North Americans as a heavyweight at, I think, 216.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Shredded. Did.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely shredded. The best condition I've ever been in. My wife was like, babe, I think I won.
Yeah.
You know, everybody build me up. I hate that build up part. Mm. I mean, I really, like, now I won't tell people, my clients, you know, be like, you look great. You know, you go out there and you battle.
And so we'll see what happens, right? All the way down the list, I see you pulled ahead of Meadows for that one. And just down the list, man, and go down to light heavyweight. I see guys I know, middleweight. Yeah, this was a strong show. This was a really strong show.
Dude, that's when bodybuilding was bodybuilding, Scott.
Yeah.
But so anyway, you know, George said something to me, though, that I still won't forget, Scott. I don't forget things that really resonate with me.
Yeah.
He said, when you're ready to be a pro, you'll turn pro.
Yeah.
Would I have been able to compete as a pro after, you know, when I, at 2012, jump on a pro stand, kept me out of jail because.
Right on.
A lack of confidence is what got me in trouble when I was younger until I found weight training, which built my confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where I no longer cared what anybody else thought about me. I was no longer going to try to do the wrong things to fit in. And then after the 2012 North Americans, I got a Facebook message. And again, okay, so everybody that I'm talking about now, I'm coming back to character, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 2012, after that, you know, John sent me a message on Facebook Messenger. In 2013, you know, I compete, go through the USA's, got fourth. Then after that, 2014, I was at the Arnold Sports Festival getting ready for the USA's. And I was at the Arnold, and on his card there, the 2014 at the Arnold, when I was just at the Allmax booth, he gave me his business card. I got home a couple days later, ended up calling him.
Huh.
And I mean, he basically says that to me, that he's never once asked anybody to work with him.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why'd you do it? He said that there was some magic something. There's not, Scott. It's just time and effort.
Well, plus he was Jay's coach, and you looked up to Jay, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I was like, man, if he can do this, maybe he can do something, you know, with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, weeks out from the USA.
Oh, God.
I was so dry and pushing so hard. Literally, I had a bone spur in my right shoulder that anytime I would move my arm was starting to tear a hole in my labrum.
What the hell were you doing to yourself?
I was 3.
Yeah.
Was it 94? I don't know why I just lost. It was 92 to 97.
I'm not sure which year it was.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Yeah. But that was September of 2014.
Okay.
Then I got back into training, not knowing I had a tricep tear. I just thought I had an injury. Got back into training, and then my tricep was excruciating. And I went in. That's when they finally did an MRI, and there was an 1.5-inch tear. So
you were with Allmax before that. You're with Allmax now. Did they stick with you through all of this too?
Yeah, I was just an amateur, Scott. So basically, I mean, I was on an amateur sponsorship. I got product.
Okay.
And I loved product. I loved the company before I got sponsored. Greg was one of the first to carry Allmax in the United States at his Max Muscle stores.
Okay.
And so when I went over there and started training, and I tried chocolate peanut butter Isoflex.
Oh, it's so good.
I was hooked. I was like, this is the best tasting protein I've ever tried, coming from, you know, gold standard. So, I mean, you know, they're going to stand by me because they are a good company, and Kevin's my guy, like I said. But also, it wasn't like I was on a pro contract
where I
wasn't able to compete, and now all of a sudden they're paying me a salary.
I got you.
You know, so they basically were, and I had never met Dante Trudell, you know, creator of DC Training, obviously, you know, True Nutrition. I got this Facebook messenger again. I'm back to character, man. The guys that I stand by are the guys that I see true character in.
Huh. I like that.
September of 2015. That relit a fire under my ass to finish what I started.
Wow.
And I might not have finished it.
Wow.
So the next day, what do I do? Now I don't have a coach.
Yeah.
There was one person I highly respected. He said, this is what he said. Let's go win Team U.
Hell yeah, man. And that's what happened, right?
2015, he won the 35-plus Masters overall at Team U, and that's where he turned pro.
Yeah.
He wanted me to follow in his footsteps. Started. So I didn't care if the first show of the season was an age category show. And, you know, I mean, it was the USA. So it was basically like early July of 2016.
Yeah, you wanted to be your best. That's really what it came down to.
I wanted to be my best.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, especially the younger guys, they might be big and they might be round, but their muscles look like water balloons because they're just so full.
Yeah.
But they don't have the density and that nasty graininess that I get from years of beating up muscle tissue. That's just how it works. Fill it up, yeah.
Yeah.
But are you going to beat the shit out of it to where it needs to rest, repair, heal, and then comes back bigger, stronger, denser?
Yeah.
That's the two different types. I don't pump reps.
Yeah.
I train the muscle till failure sets.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably getting, you know, I'm probably getting maybe upwards of 28 sets.
Okay.
On a quad and hamstring.
And that's combined, both quads and hams.
Combined, basically, so, like, four quad exercises, 3 hamstring.
You're on right now. Like, your energy seems great. How many weeks out are you again?
Just over 5 weeks. 5 weeks and 2 days.
Okay. And do you have any other plans set up after New York?
Yeah, I do. So I'm doing New York. I'm doing the Cal. And one show that I really, really, really like, and I haven't had the opportunity to do, so my plan is to do Toronto the third weekend in a row.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Wow.
Put this on his Mountain Dog website, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying, dude, I hardly do anything. I do 6 liters of water every day.
Okay.
The day before a show, I do 5.
Really? Really? Okay.
That's my water manipulation, 1 liter.
Dang.
Rabbits out of the hat. That's why, you know, people talk about peak week. I think peak week is kind of bullshit, because if you're not ready by then, I'm sorry, you're not going to make that many changes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at a picture. It looks like you put up a before and after of yourself.
And 60 pounds.
Oh, no kidding, man. 60 pounds.
Yeah, if that's the Cal show, I was 184. I was 184.
Okay.
And then at the Olympia is what I posted. I think I was 244, so 60 pounds.
Dang.
The biggest improvement that I can make in one single season is that. The size, like I told you, the size is minuscule. I mean, it's not going to be necessarily a tremendous amount of difference after this many years of beating up the muscle tissue. I'm not going to all of a sudden grow overnight.
Yeah.
You can't do it in one day. You can't do it in 2 days. Mm. You can't do it in 3 days. You do it every day, and you will start noticing till you get to the point where after me now 7 weeks, I don't think I'm drawing it in anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get any sign to do that. So I do have some of my employees will film me doing a video, doing a workout.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the Dorian type mindset. It's like, I don't want to stage this shit. I just want to do it. You film it.
Right.
And then I can basically influencers. And I mean, I think it makes a difference. And I get a lot of good positive feedback as far as, you know, being motivational, inspirational, especially the guys that are a little older. And I take that to heart, man. I mean, it seriously, I am appreciative. And it's a surprise out of somebody because that's what they're looking for.
No,
sorry.
I think that's a great attitude, man. And you know what, too? I think on the positive side of that, you make a really good point because, you know, you were so influenced by people that had said positive things to you. I mean, Dante Trudell.
And a little bit about, you know, what it was that I hopefully is motivational for people. Because I'm going to give credit where credit is due, just like Dante, just like John. You know, again, these people, they don't write programs and think they invented the wheel.
Yeah.
They give credit with the link. Once you get it, I'll try to share it out there. You know, and again, hopefully more people get to know me and get to root for me. I mean, people say that I don't have the best structure. I don't have the best genetics, but I will outwork do it. You can if you want to.
I like that, man. Those are great words. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Definitely, Scott. Thank you very much, man. You take care.
You too. Guys, for another episode of Advices Radio with IFBB Pro Josh Wade, thank you for listening.